All right, David. Some form of football here, right? Great. Hit the music. Let's do this.
All right.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Go ahead.
NFL scheduling is getting ready to come out this week. We're going to find out games as the week goes along.
Oh, can't wait. I won't be able to sleep.
But NFL.com came out with a list of their top 10 most anticipated games for the year. I also came out with three honorable mentions, and one game is kind of iffy because we don't know where Aaron Rodgers is at. So let's start off with the honorable mention games. Philadelphia and Washington, rematch of the NFC title game. Is that a game that you guys are anticipating?
Buddy, it's May 12th. I don't know what to tell you here. I don't get why people are so bricked up about a schedule that's 6 months away.
Well, you can make your plans now. You can book your flights.
Okay.
Yeah, that one I don't really not excited for yet. Okay. There'll be others.
I hate both of those teams, so I'm the wrong guy to ask.
David, I'm going to move one because your team did not get the quarterback that they want right now.
Correct.
So I'm going to put Green Bay and Pittsburgh in the honorable mention. Now, if Aaron Rodgers was there, that would be an anticipated game, yes?
Yeah, for franchise history, yes, that's great.
Great uniform game.
It sure is, but we have no quarterback. Mason Rudolph right now, so there is no excitement for me on that one.
Great uniform game? It's I like watching the Steelers. I don't know, it always feels like a bigger game when the Steelers are on.
Okay.
I like the jerseys. I don't mind their fans. They don't have anything else. Pittsburgh's a dump. So, yeah, you just...
A bunch of heels is what they
have. It's basically like civilized West Virginia. It's not... I like the Steelers. I do. I just don't like David.
The final honorable mention for me, I thought this should have been in the top 10, but I may be jaded. The Lions, Bears.
I'm in.
That's a top 10.
I'm in on
it's
that.
It's not a top 10 according to NFL.com.
No, I'll tell you, it's number one according to Jim Costa. I mean, he nearly popped through your speakers talking about, we're going to show Ben Johnson. Ah! He sounded like
Howard Dean?
No, like one of the wrestling promos where Macho Man was all coked up.
Ah.
You don't know. I'm like, Jim, it's not that big a deal. It's May 12th.
I heard he said, yeah, give me Cleveland for Thanksgiving because I want an easy game that we can just win so the turkey tastes better.
I just.
That's not
their whole show is scheduled. I couldn't believe it.
Okay. At number 10, Seattle and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The DK Metcalf game.
Zero interest.
Lions and Bears are better than that one, so no.
Oh, no. I put the Lions and Bears right. Now, there's one at number 8 that I was like, really? But I'll let you guys decide.
No one wants to see Sam Darnold's face on TV. I'm out on that.
The DK Metcalf?
No. Zero. That's a 0 out of 10.
No, I'm good.
At number 9.
Yeah.
It's the revenge game. It's Sam Darnold versus J.J. McCarthy.
No.
Minnesota, Seattle.
I'm going to say yes to that, not because of Sam Darnold's face, but because I think J.J. is one of the more fascinating stories in the league. What week is that?
We don't know.
We don't know yet. They'll have it, but
let's talk schedule.
Yeah.
Who do
you want to play on Thursday night?
These are just games.
I'd watch that. Okay. I would.
I'm good.
At number 8, this is one where I was like, I had to look the research. But Denver taking on Houston. Basically, they're saying it's a battle between D'Amico Ryan's defense versus Sean Payton's offense.
Nah. Sean Payton's face annoys me. Bo Nix annoys me. Yeah, it's all annoying. Nah, I'm out.
There'll be no Tank Dell.
So, I thought he was going to be back in 10 days.
So I'm going to say no on that one.
Okay.
Out.
At number 7, Baltimore, Kansas City.
Yes. Yes, because Lamar will play great because it's the regular season, and it'll give me something to slander him on when they rematch in the playoffs and he bleeps himself. Yes, all in.
See, and that's why I'm going to say no, because we won't get the answer on Lamar Jackson during the game. We won't.
Those answers don't come until late January.
Right. So no.
But it's Baltimore, KC.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You really didn't need a reason for that.
Hey, a fun fact. There's a horse named after Lamar now. Big Truzz. No, that's his nickname. It's Big Truzz.
Okay.
I was waiting for something.
No one named a horse playoff loser. No. No, I'm serious. Like,
where are we going with this?
Do you know Lamar is hosting a symposium on horse racing this weekend for the Preakness?
Is Lamar. No, because I saw he said he wanted to get into horse racing too. So
get him into an English class first.
Okay.
Never heard it pronounced that way.
What made it so bad is they did the clip, the NFL put it out there, and it literally has subtitles in it.
It has to.
Yeah, from the Derby.
It's like 1970s Kung Fu, except different.
It was the Derby footage, and it was subtitles under there. And I found myself like, wait, I'm actually reading this.
Rico thought he was back in a film class watching a Fellini movie.
At number six, Chicago, Washington. They had the Hail Mary game last year. You got two young quarterbacks, and now you're adding Ben Johnson in the mix as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Caleb. It's Jaden Daniels. Yes. All in.
Yeah, I want to see if Caleb can meet the level that Jaden had last year. So, yes.
So, there's a game that you actually like. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I said Lions-Bears earlier.
Well, okay. You know what? Here's the other thing. I'm sorry this isn't going to be like other shows where they need wet wipes for everybody. Oh, my God. It's just so exciting. It's May 12th.
I got you. At number five, Cincinnati and Buffalo.
Out.
No matter what, I'm in on that one. If you like offense.
I know.
This is the game you want to watch.
Watching the Bengals makes me sad. I love Joe Burrow. That team is just ruining him. They're running him into the ground.
He may be the coolest man in the world.
He is, and he should play in New York.
Like, everything he does is just like, my goodness. He's like, he's the new George Clooney. He's just cool, no matter what.
No matter
what he wears.
Too bad Nebraska told him he was a safety.
Mistakes were made.
Whoops.
At number four,
mm-hmm.
You guys want to take a guess?
No.
Kansas City and Philadelphia. Rematch of the Super Bowl.
100%.
Yes.
Super Bowl rematch, premium brands. Good uniform game.
Yes, I'm in. At number three, the LA Rams and Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
They played the overtime game last year.
Yeah. Yeah. And forgive me, wasn't it like 37-31? Yeah. Yes. Because McVay. They had like four plays of 50 yards or more. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
I like watching Stafford the later years. And now that he's not a Lion, I don't have to like hate him.
There's no rooting. Yeah, it's like, if he loses, no big deal.
He's just a tough SOB, and he's still playing really good football. I'm in.
All right. And you're in as well?
Yes.
At number two, the game that never happened last year, Lions and Philadelphia.
Sure. Also, I can hear Costa talk about double-digit disco. And the team loses by 60.
Do you think he would do that?
100% he will. He doesn't learn from his mistakes. You know, 100%.
You're right.
I'm not looking forward to that game.
Why?
Because I don't want to hear all week from the fans.
It's a measuring stick game.
We're healthy. If this would have been it last year.
David, it's measuring stick.
Well, we don't know when the game's going to be, but it is. This is one of those games where are you at? How's your defense looking?
I know that. I just don't want to hear from these fans.
Well, you know, they should ban the tush push.
Well, they're right about that.
Football play. And at number one, David, would you like to guess? Because I know what he's going to say.
What is he guessing? There's 32 teams.
Just that game that they think is the best game, the most anticipated game.
Sure.
Steelers-Lions.
No. That's called if you can't sleep at night. Kansas City-Buffalo.
Yes. Always.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Allen will win it in the regular season and then get thrown off a cliff in the postseason. Can't wait.
The postgame press conference. No, it's going to be different. I know I won this game, but we're going to carry this over into the postseason.
We'll get no answers for the postseason again.
So,
yes.
Right. Is that game in Buffalo?
We don't know yet.
But we do know.
I'm kidding. Hold on. Hey, maybe it's a Peacock exclusive. Did you see that announcement, by the way?
Yes.
Now we got a game. What is it? Saturday, December 27th.
Yeah.
Sure.
The game is in Buffalo.
Yep. Yes. Buffalo. It. Yep.
Good. Put that in December.
Orchard Park.
Love it. Anything else?
That's it.
Hey, where are the Giants on all these games? Oh, wait.
According to this list, the Lions had one anticipated game, and that was against Philly. That's why I said, you got to put the Bears in there. Just for the fact, Ben Johnson coming back home.
Who do you want to play on Thanksgiving? 248.
Well, fortunately, they can't do back-to-back Thanksgiving Day games, so it won't be the Bears.
Thanksgiving.
That's your anticipated scheduling blitz 97.1.